ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京。こんばんはニューヨーク。こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here.
四字熟語。
Lesson 20. Japanese you'll have a hard time believing. Natsuko-san.
Yes.
Today we have two more great idiomatic phrases.
Great.
Now the first one I really like.
Really?
Again, it's very Japanese.
Oh yes, right.
Now, before we take a look at the first one, in these lessons, Natsuko-san, what do?
We look at 四字熟語.
Which are four character kanji compounds that when taken together form an idiomatic phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the first one.
The one Peter likes.
Natsuko-san, what do we have?
年功序列
Seniority-based system. Promotion by seniority. Break it down.
年功序列年功序列
Let's take a look character by character. The first character is
年
Year
功
Achievement
序
Order
列
Row Year, achievement, order, row.
Kind of makes sense.
Even more, I think if we take a look at the two kanji character compounds inside of this four kanji character compound, it'll become even clearer.
You're right.
What's the first one?
年功
Which is seniority or long service.
The next one is 序列
Ranking, grading, hierarchy. So we take it all together?
年功序列
And it means a rise in salary and job, a rise in salary and job position. According with age and length of service in a company.
So it's like achievements made in order of age.
Okay, Natsuko-san, can you tell us about the usage?
It can be used like 年功序列で昇進した.
Which means someone got a promotion because of seniority. Now here it's used in its adverbial form. Basically we have the phrase
年功序列
Followed by
で.
So the particle で is modifying it here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it can also be used as a pre-nominal modifier, so before a noun. And in that case, we need...
の.
Okay, can we have a sample?
As in, 年功序列の給与システム.
Seniority-based salary system.
Kind of typical system in Japanese company. Well, it used to be. Maybe not recently.
Changing a bit. In the past, your salary and everything went according to kind of how long you've been with the company.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily based on results. Okay, now, this particular 四字熟語, this term, is very well known, and it's often used as a system. You can often find this four-character kanji phrase with one more kanji, so it's actually a five-character kanji compound. That is?
年功序列制
And the 制 is system. Okay, how about a couple sample sentences?
彼は年功序列で部長になった。
He was promoted to general manager because he had seniority.
私の会社は年功序列の給与システムを取っている。
My company has a seniority-based salary system.
最近、年功序列制から実力主義に変える会社が多い。
Recently, many companies have been shifting from the seniority system to the merit system. That's a very good sample sentence. Okay, second phrase.
半信半疑。
To be half in doubt, only half believing. Break it down.
半信半疑半信半疑
What's the first character?
半
Half
信
Trust
半
Half
疑
Doubt Let's take a look at the two character kanji compounds. The first one
半信
Half believing Second one
半疑
Half in doubt Put it all together
半信半疑
Unable to be completely certain that something is true.This one's pretty straightforward.
Yes. So you can tell what it means just by looking at the kanjis.
You can see them inside the PDF and the kanji close-up. This one's a really, really good example of why we're doing this course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take a look at the usage. Natsuko-san, what do we have?
半信半疑で聞く。
To listen to someone only half believing. Now here it's used in its adverbial form, which means we have the phrase followed by
で,
the particle で, and then we have
聞く。
The verb. So you notice, a lot of them in the adverbial form are followed by で. Okay? Now, when you want someone to express that someone cannot be completely certain of something, you can say
半信半疑だ.
Kind of like,
not sure or you can't tell.
Let's have a look at some sample sentences.
私は彼の自慢話を半信半疑で聞いた。
I listened to his big talk only half believing it.
よくありますね。
What do we have next?
夫は残業で遅くなると言ったが、私は半信半疑だった。
My husband told me that he would be home late because he had to work overtime, but I only half believed him?
What is she doubting about?
I don't know, but I'm getting the impression that half doubting is not a good thing.
Well, at least it's worse than completely believing.
Natsuko-san, it seems like you're a bit 半信半疑の性格?
半信半疑の性格. I think you don't use it that way.
How can I say, like, it seems like you're very skeptical?
疑い深い. 勉
強になりました.
So when you're talking about someone's character, you usually don't use this 四字熟語.
That's one of the reasons I really love these lessons, because I'm even learning as we go, because I want to say things, but...勉強になっています。
私も勉強になってます。
Okay, next we have.
彼は必ずお金を返すと私に約束したが、私は半信半疑だ。
He promised me he'd pay me the money back, but I'm half in doubt. Now, Natsuko-san, the first phrase we looked at today was...
年功序列。
That is a very, very common one, right?
Yes, you see a lot of them.
Newspaper, economics, kind of the economic part, finance part of the paper.What about the second one?
Well, it's also used very frequently, but it's more emotional word, isn't it? So maybe you see more in stories or, you know, people talking.
Okay. Natsuko-san, arigatou gozaimasu. Now, be sure to stop by and pick up the PDF. Inside the PDF, you can see the characters, which is the second part of the series. It could really help you understand the way Japanese people think.
Yes.
All right. That's going to do it for today.
それじゃあ、また。